Hi everyone, I'm Allie Grayman. I'm the founder of the Grayman Method, as well as one of the first original coaches to be helping people to fully recover from OCD. After 1,000 videos, 15 years of experience, my message is still remaining the same. You can fully recover from OCD. I recovered, my clients recovered, and you can fully recover too. Let's talk about the deeper meaning behind your OCD thoughts. So OCD has a tendency to morph from theme to theme. If you are young or you just developed OCD, you feel like you've just developed OCD, you may have not experienced that. But take it from all of us who have experienced it, it morphs from theme to theme. So what you care about now, for example, if right now you have harm OCD and you think, if I just get rid of harm OCD, another theme will never come up. That is not true. Now, why the themes switch? For example, when a person is very young, when they're a kid, a lot of the times they worry, what if something happens to their parents? Now, I haven't heard too many teenagers have an OCD worry of what if something happens to their parents, if you know what I mean. Then let's say as they get into young adulthood, they're dating, then what if I do something to my partner? What if my partner is cheating on me? What if I don't care about my partner? What if my partner doesn't care about me? That can switch because priorities switched. They're no longer ruminating about the parents because that's not a priority anymore. This is a priority. Then they have kids and they can develop OCD about that. And people can be also very inclined towards their job, right? So if that happens, then they worry about stuff that has to do with their job, their career, right? If they're very religious, they can start to have worries about religion. So the point I'm making is the deeper meaning only means that it attaches to what you care about in the moment. You don't have to do childhood, inner child work. That doesn't work for OCD. It literally jumps on to what's important. Even if I take, for example, relationship OCD, people get into a new relationship, and as soon as the relationship starts to get serious, they develop relationship OCD, if they were inclined that way. If relationships are really important to them. Now, others don't. And I actually had quite a few clients over the years where the partner caught on to it. And the partner will say, why aren't you ruminating about me? Aren't I the most important for you? Why are you ruminating about some other thing, right? So that's kind of a situation as well. So look at it that way, that the deeper meaning is simply that this, it attaches to your priority. That's it. End of story. And with that, you need to be aware that OCD shifts. So you need to not be in the mode of, oh, I got to get rid of this OCD theme. No, you have to get rid of OCD, not a specific theme. Because if you just placate theme after theme after theme, you will never get out of it. It will just keep going around and around until you forget about the first one, and then it will come around again. So do the work, disregard every day, all day, not once a day exercise. That's going to do nothing. Well, very, very little. And I'm telling you, you will recover. I hope you find my videos helpful. Subscribe if you haven't, if you would like to do one-on-one recovery program with me where I push you towards recovery. All the information, as always, is on youhaveocd.com.